I had an extra hour to sleep in, but I sure don't feel like it. I'm more tired this morning than I was. I don't know why, but just the way it was. So if you have your Bibles, we're going to be in Psalms today. We're going to be sticking in there today. We're going to start at 139, and we're going to finish through a few. But I want you to understand today, I want you to know that God is your biggest fan. But I also want you to know that God is a God that we can run to. God's a God we can go to for anything and everything. And what we're going to do today is we're going to look at some things. I'm going to probably read more scripture than I've ever read in one service, but it's going to come together. Aren't you glad that God's the same today as He was yesterday, as He is tomorrow? He doesn't change. We do, but He doesn't. And I want to share some scripture with you, and I hope that you, we're going to pray. I'm just going to pray here because I want your ears to be attuned to what the scriptures say, because sometimes we can drift off in scripture after about five verses and just kind of go into another land and then come back. But I believe that there's nothing going to preach more stronger today than the scriptures itself. So, Father, Lord, as we have just finished up, Lord, through some worship, through some song, I pray, Father, Lord, we'd be ready in our hearts, Lord, to worship You there. I pray, Father, Lord, You'd just give us ears to hear Your scripture today, what You'd have for us. I just pray, Father, we'd be attentive, Lord, to Your words. We ask, Lord, for strength through it. Give me strength, Lord, through this. We ask this in Your Son's name, who makes us worthy to stand before You, even as flawed men. It's only through the Son, Your Son, Jesus Christ, that we can. We ask it in His name. Amen. I want you to know this morning that the Bible tells us that the Lord is all-knowing. He knows. He knows. He knows. He just knows. I want you to listen to these scriptures as they come out to you. Hopefully they speak to you in a way that they're supposed to. He says, Lord, You have searched me and known me. You know when I sit down and when I stand up. You understand my thoughts from far away. You observe my travels and my rest. And You are aware of all my ways. Before a word is on my tongue, You know about it, Lord. You have encircled me. You have placed Your hand on me. This extraordinary knowledge is above me and beyond me. It is lofty. I am unable to reach it. Where can I go to escape Your spirit? Where can I flee from Your presence? If I go to heaven, You are there. If I make my bed in shadow, You are there. If I live in the eastern horizons or settle at the western limits, even there Your hand will lead me. Your right hand will hold on to me. If I say, surely the darkness will hide me and the light around me will be night. Even the darkness is not dark to You. The night shines like the day. Darkness and light are alike to You. For it was You who created my inward parts. You knitted me together in my mother's womb. So I will praise You because I have been remarkably and wonderfully made. Your works are wonderful, and I know this very well. My bones were not hidden from You when I was made in secret, when I was formed in the depths of the earth. Your eyes saw me when I was formless. All the days were written in Your book and planned before a single one of them began. God, how difficult Your thoughts are for me to comprehend, how fast their sum is. If I counted them, they would outnumber the grains of sand. When I wake up, I am still with You. Search me, God, and know my heart. Test me and know my concerns. See if there's any offense in me and lead me in the everlasting way. This is the man who sought God and knew who God was. He knew that He was all-knowing. So our God is all-knowing, the past, present, and the future. He is all-knowing of you and all-knowing of me. He knows everything. To be put in the hands of an all-knowing God is to be at His mercy. But His mercy is not our kind of mercy. His mercy is beyond our kind of mercy. His mercy is filled with love and compassion. So I want you to know today, first of all, that God is all-knowing. God is all-knowing, and He is here this morning. He knows who's here and who's not here. He knows what your mind is. He knows where your mind is right now. He's made a purpose for you that is beyond which is uncomparable, as we just read. His thoughts we do not understand, but yet He is patient with us. And as we find out that he is all-knowing, that we find out and we make him and we accept him as our Lord and Savior, and we accept him as our God and Creator. And once we do that, we have something that we can do, is we can come to God as we understand and know that he is our God of protection. You cannot protect yourself 100%. As much as we can put all the safety belts on and all those things in the world, nothing can happen to you unless God allows it, and we become foolish. And God allows those things to be a part of our life because we choose foolish things. But I want to share with you in Psalms 141 that God is our protection. He is our protection. He says, Lord, I call to you. Hurry to help me. This man knows who to call to when he's in trouble. But he says, I need the protection from sin. I need the protection because there's temptations to sin and thoughts to sin. And also, not just the people who sin, but our sins, but there are those people who entice us, who try to draw us into a sinful lifestyle. And he says, Lord, I call to you. Hurry to help me. Listen to my voice when I call you. May my prayer be set before you as incense, the raising of my hands at the evening offering. Lord, set up a guard for my mouth. Keep watch at the door of my lips. Do not let my heart turn to anything evil or perform wicked acts. With men who commit sin, do not let me feast on their delicacies. Let the righteous one strike me. It is an act of faithful love. Let him rebuke me. It is oil for my head. Let me not refuse it. Even now my prayer is against the evil acts of the wicked. Verse 8, but my eyes look to you, Lord God. I see refuge in you. Do not let me die. Protect me from the trap that they have set for me, from the snares of evildoers. Let the wicked fall into their own nets while I pass by safely. This is a piece here trying to keep himself from sinning, keeping himself from those who sin. This is a person who has the Lord and wants to keep his life from sin and a sinful life. This is who this person is. He says, I'm not going back to a sinful life. I'm not going back to the junk in my life. I'm not going back to those things. I know where my protection lies because people cannot protect me like the Lord can. So we need to understand that we have not only a God of all-knowing, but also a God of protection. And in between these bookends, I want to share a couple of things of where we step into. And when we look at Psalms 142, we see a piece here that is about a cry of distress, a cry of hurting, a cry of distress. We're going to get into the heart of things. Ooh, it's loud. We're going to get into the heart of things here. This is where the heart of things happen. This is who you are. This is your stuff is going to come out now. This is the stuff that he brings out. This is the heart of the issues. You pray more strongly when it comes to your personal issues. You do. And so we see this. We see this in the first piece here. We see that he begins off in the first part. He acknowledges who God is, and here it is in Psalms 141. He says, Lord, I call to you. But I'm telling you, when it comes down on you and life comes crashing down on you, you ain't calling on Lord, you're crying out to God. Is there anybody here today? You're crying out to God. You know what it's like when you got a loved one that's sitting there, laying there ready to pass away, or you got the news of someone that has gone? Let me tell you, you're not calling out to God, you're crying out to God. You're crying out to God. You're crying out to him because you know you believe in him, that he is there. And here we see the same piece here, that he is crying out to God. He says, I cry out to the Lord. I plead aloud to the Lord for mercy. That right there says a whole lot. You can preach on that all day. You see, this man comes underneath God himself. He does not try to make himself equal as God. He's not trying to make himself educated to that point where he understands God. This is a man who knows he just needs God in a time. He needs a God in a time of distress. He says, I cry out loud to the Lord. I plead out loud to the Lord for mercy. I pour out my complaint before him. I reveal my trouble to him. Although my spirit is weak within me, you know my way. He says, I know that I ain't got much left, but I got enough in you. I don't got much in front of me, but I know I got a lot in you. And if it's all I got in you, it's enough. And he pleads out to God. He says, along this path I have traveled, this life travel I have passed, they have hidden a trap for me. Look to the right and see. No one stands up for me. There is no refuge for me. No one cares about me. We've all been there before. We've all been to that place where we thought no one really cared for us. No one was there with us. We've all been there. And the writer says, I'm there. And he says, I cry to you, Lord. I say, you are my shelter, my portion in the land of the living. Listen to my cry, Lord. Listen to my cry, for I am very weak. Rescue me from those who pursue me, for they are too strong for me. Let me tell you, we think that that is just the enemies that are coming after David, but I want to tell you, if you've been a drug addict and you're recovering, I'm telling you, the drugs are chasing you, and they want you. There's a friends that don't need to be your friends no more, even in alcoholism, even in pornography and all that. Listen, the enemy is coming to you and to chase you and to run you down and to steal everything you got to take your life away. And he says, I am very weak. But he says, I'm weak. Listen to my cry, for I am weak. Rescue me from those who pursue me, that thing, for they are too strong for me. Press or free me from prison so that I can praise your name. The righteous will gather around me because you deal generously with me. He understands I've got a problem and I don't know how to fix it. And I'm in a distressing moment. It isn't going to be any decisions that I make. I made the decisions that I've needed to make. But then there's things that only God can do. Listen, there's some things in your life only God can do. There's things only in your life that God can do. You're not that much in control. Let God do what He can do, and He is awesome when you let Him be in control. He'll help you through those times of distress. He'll help you through those times when you feel the hurting. But not only just that, we look down to 143. We see a peace when you're calling for help. This is a person who's calling for help. He said, Lord, hear my prayer. Isn't that what we do? We're always praying to God when we're in trouble, when we're in distress, when we have that thing, when we are in a time of need. So he says, I cry for help. Lord, hear my help or hear my prayer in your faithfulness. Listen to my plea. And in your righteousness, answer me. Do not bring your servant into judgment, for no one alive is righteous in your sight. Amen. For the enemy has pursued me. What is that enemy that's pursuing you today? Is it an addiction? Is it the places that you don't need to go? Is it the friend, or is it a flirtation with the opposite sex and you're married? Is there flirtation that goes on in this world? We need to admit that it does happen. And it pursues you. It's the devil pursuing you to shipwreck your marriage. Hello? Amen, right? Amen. Satan wants to shipwreck your marriage. So we need to be praying for our marriages. And God is faithful. For the enemy has pursued me, crushing me to the ground, making me live in darkness like those long dead. My spirit is weak within me. My heart is overcome with dismay. He says, I remember the days of old. I meditate on you all day. I reflect on the work of your hands. And that's what we do. We remember the good things that God has given to us in those times of the past when things were good. But today it's not so good for some of us. It's not so good. And we need that helping hand that the Lord can do. He says, I spread out my hands to you. I am like a parched land before you. Answer me quickly, Lord. My spirit fails. Don't hide your face from me, or I will be like those going down to the pit. Let me experience your faithful love in the morning, for I trust in you. Reveal to me the way I should go, because I long for you. It's a man who's saying, Lord, which way should I go? He's asking God for the guidance. He says, rescue me from my enemies, Lord. I come to you for protection. Teach me to do your will, for you are my God. May your gracious spirit lead me on level ground because of your name. Yahweh, let me live in your righteousness. Deliver me from trouble. And in your faithful love, destroy my enemies. Wipe out all those who attack me, for I am your servant. He pleads everything out to God. He throws it all out. Nothing held back, nothing hidden, but all out in the front, totally naked. Everything is transparent. And listen, when you call and cry out to God, let me tell you, He has an ear for the hurting. If you're sincere, God has an ear for the hurting. He has an ear for that. But it's not just your words that he hears your heart. Your heart speaks before your mouth speaks. He already knows what you're going through, because we've just learned that He is the all-knowing God. There's nothing hidden from Him. So basically, we just have to connect with Him and let Him know how we are doing. how we are doing. But I want to share with you that we have not only just our problems that we have in the middle of this bookend, that God is all-knowing, that we can come to God when we're hurting and we are in distress, and when we are in those times of sinful temptation, and also in those moments where we need help, that we have a God of compassion. Praise God for that. Listen, we have a God of compassion. And the writer even just said, Lord, if you need to, do whatever you got to do, but keep me on the straight and narrow. And now we see the God of compassion in Psalms 146. He says, hallelujah. That means praise the Lord, or God be praised. Hallelujah. My soul praise the Lord. I will praise the Lord all my life. I will sing to my God as long as I live. I do not trust in nobles. Do not trust in nobles, in man who cannot save. When his breath leaves him, he returns to the ground, and on that day, his plans die. Happy is the one whose help is from the God of Jacob, whose hope is the Lord his God. The maker of heaven and earth, the sea and everything in them, he remains faithful forever. Executing justice for the exploited, giving food to the hungry, the Lord frees the prisoners, the Lord opens the eyes of the blind, the Lord raises up those who are oppressed, the Lord loves the righteous, the Lord protects foreigners and helps the faithful, the fatherless and the widow, but he frustrates the ways of the wicked. The Lord reigns forever. Zion, your God, reigns for all generations. Hallelujah. God is a God of compassion. And whether you want to accept it or believe it today, I want to tell you, God has given you his compassion. He has set some of you free as prisoners. He's raised you up over some of your past oppressions. His compassion is that he loves the righteous. And there's so many other things, but God is a God of compassion. And he's shown his compassion to you. He has showed his compassion to you. I want to tell you, there's no other place you need to go to when you need help. I'm telling you, the first, we get help from people, we can get help from doctors. I'm telling you, the first person you need to speak with is God himself. God is God. And there is none other like him. And never will be any other like him. He is the creator of all things. He has created this world. He has created the universe. He's created all things. And we come to a place where we can sometimes be as Christians where we feel like all we want to do is put a Christmas list out to God and ask him for things. Yet we need to understand that there's parts that we need to play. Psalms 148. Did y'all know that the scriptures that says if God doesn't give the praise that the rocks will cry out? I don't know if y'all know that. It starts off with hallelujah. Praise the Lord from the heavens. Praise him in his heights. We're going to start praising him. And what are they going to praise? The word's going to praise him today. Praise him, all of his angels. Praise him, all his hosts. Praise him, sun and the moon. Praise him, all the shining stars. Praise him, highest heavens and new waters above the heavens. Let him praise the name of Yahweh, for he has commanded, and they were created. He set them in position forever and ever. He gave an order that will never pass away. Praise the Lord from the earth. All the sea monsters and ocean depths, lightning and hail, snow and cloud, powerful wind that executes his command, mountains and all hills, fruit trees and all cedars, wild animals and all cattle, creatures that crawl and flying birds, kings of the earth and all peoples, princesses and all judges on the earth, young men as well as young women, old and young together, let them praise the name of the Lord, for his name alone is exalted. His majesty covers heaven and earth. Down in verse 4, next chapter, for the Lord takes pleasure in his people. He adores the humble with salvation. Let the godly celebrate and triumph glory. Let them shout for joy on their beds And the last chapter says this, hallelujah. I don't think we know how to praise the Lord yet. Hallelujah. There you go. Praise God in His sanctuary. Praise God in His worship house. Praise God in the house of prayer. Praise God where His believers come together. We are called to praise God. Praise God in His sanctuary. Praise Him in His mighty heavens. Let me tell you, there's a lot of praising going on, and I'm telling you, the ones that don't know the Lord are being left out. You're being left out on a blessing. It is a blessing to praise the Lord. So He says, praise Him in His powerful acts, and praise Him in the abundant greatness. Praise Him with all these instruments, the trumpet, the harp, the tambourine, flute, cymbals, and the clashing cymbals. It's be loud. It's a power filled with love behind it. And then it says, let everything that breathes praise the Lord and hallelujah. And I want to tell you today that we can't get there sometimes because we're still back on 40, we're still back on the last couple of chapters. And the last couple of chapters that we just read deal with hurts and pains. And we also found out that God is all-knowing, so He knows the deepest parts of the spots in our lives where we're hurting, where we have the pain, but also where we have these sinful things that are in our life. And we struggle. And if we struggle with sin, let me tell you, it's like chains that holds you down. You can't praise God when you're living in sin. Let me just tell you, you cannot praise God when you're living in sin. You can only call out to God. You cannot praise Him when you're living in sin. But those who praise God have a history of living in sin, but they have the experience of turning that life over to God. So they've lived that sinful life like we all have, but those who are able to praise the Lord, hallelujah, Lord, talk to Him like He's right here, because He is. And in that whole piece there, we that try to live that life, those of you that try to live that life that God's called you to live, when you are in that time of distress, you call out to God, not for the first time, but for the 100th time. For the 200th time. And you have a relationship with God that's building through times of discouragement, times of distress, times of hurting, time of personal pain and personal agony and personal loss. But the Scriptures just gave us those places to go to read, to get encouragement, to show us how it's done. That I've started off with this. I cry out to God. I call out to God. I cry out to God. How many of you all even have experienced that where you said, Lord, hear my prayer? You say, Lord, hear my prayer. Listen, you're not the first person that's ever done that. But that's the part of it. Lord, hear my prayer. Lord, hear my prayer. Lord, I'm crying out to You. I've got some problems and I can't fix them. And I'm getting impatient and I'm getting weak in my spirit. I'm getting weak to that point where I almost want to give up, but I'm not because I know who You are. And I know really what dwells inside of me, but I'm in this spot right now. And I'm really, really struggling. And I'm not sure what to do, but I know this. I'm talking to You. I'm talking to You. I'm praying to You. And then we see God is a God of compassion, who turns those situations and those places around, and He starts changing you, and He starts changing your circumstances. He starts changing the road that you're on and all the things that are going on in these things that we call, this thing we call life. And God has touched each and every one of our lives in so many similar ways, but also so many different because we're different people. And when we get to that place of what we experience that God, we realize and we can acknowledge that God is doing something in my life. And we're called to shout out, hallelujah, praise God for what He's doing in my life. I'm not the man, you're not the woman that you used to be. And praise God to that, because when you're living in sin, we're a filthy, ugly, dirty person. And our thoughts are ungodly and are very selfish. But when we allow God to be a part of that and start cleaning us up, it's not just that Jesus come in my heart and we're done. Listen, that's just the beginning of the journey. And we ask God to get in there and start doing some work in our lives, and always don't feel comfortable, because he's going to say there's some things you got to adjust. There's some people you got to push away. There's some new people that you got to, for the first time in a while, you're going to have to take a step forward, and you're going to say, I'm going to start befriending a couple people, and I'm going to be a little bit vulnerable, and I'm going to test this friendship a little bit. I got to open up a little bit. Can't be so tight. And you go through that, and you experience some changes in your life. And we need to learn how to praise him. All creation praises God. We are the rebellious ones. The universe, the creation can blame man for the mess up. It wasn't the animals. It wasn't the universe, or the stars, or the planet Earth. It was us. But who does God show his compassion to? Us. He says, let everything on the everything praise the name of the Lord. You can't praise him when you're living in sin. You can't praise him if God's not even on you, is not even in your life. We're going through a time in our country that is so unsettling. I will tell you, do not take your eyes off of Jesus Christ. There is only one throne that is a throne of eternity and an affinity, and that is the throne of God. Kings and kingdoms have come and gone, but there's only one that stands forever, and that is the throne of God. You best get used to praising his name here so you won't embarrass yourself there. Don't be afraid to throw a hand up and say, God, you are mighty. Praise God. Thank you for taking me from this lifestyle. Thank you for removing this situation. Thank you for doing this for me. Praise God. Praise him. Trust him. And worship him. It's not all about you. It's about him. It's about him. He doesn't help you on conditions, conditionally. The reason he doesn't help you conditionally, which means you set parameters and conditions, is because he loves you unconditionally. His compassions are just amazing. His mercy is amazing. His forgiveness is just, nobody can forgive like him. And you allow him to be part of your life. Let him be part of your life. Let him move in your heart and in your spirit. Let him pick your boyfriends, your girlfriends out. Let him pick your car. Let him be a part of your lifestyle. He purchased you. He's worthy of praise. And that's what we're going to do. We're going to have a time of response. However you want to do, if you want to praise the Lord where you're at, but I'm telling you, this is the next stage where we need to understand and know. And we're growing up in Jesus. This is our theme for this year. We're growing up in Jesus, is learning how to praise God. Thanking God and praising him for who he is. I will remind you, your hurting and sad and distressed days, they're not always in the past. There's one coming around the corner. And you need to figure out what you're doing now so you can get through that one on the corner. So let's go ahead and stand. I want to give you that opportunity this morning.